Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Sydney, Australia, city to surf marathoners encounter Falun Gong. Arizona State University, Falun Dafa Club offers meditation at fall welcome event. Freedom in prison. Bulgarian magazine reports on profound benefits Falun Dafa has on prisoners. A police officer who arrested practitioners regrets his actions. Ms. Liu Shuying released after 7 years of illegal imprisonment. And Cultivating Together, Toronto Minghui School Summer Camp. Now for the stories.
Sydney, Australia, city to surf. Marathoners encounter Falun Gong. As a big crowd of City to Surf charity marathon runners jogged down the streets of Sydney Rose Bay on the morning of August 12, 2018, they saw something unexpected. Falun Gong practitioners in yellow T-shirts holding banners reading, "The world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and Falun Dafa is great." City to Surf is an annual marathon with 48 years of history. Over 80,000 runners joined this year's event. They ran from the Central Business District in Sydney to Bondi Beach. The event helped raise funds for over 900 charity organizations. Some of the runners resonated with the positive energy of Falun Gong practitioners. Many voiced their support. "Falun Dafa is great. You are the best. You will win. Thank you, Falun Gong." Many signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Some tried the Falun Gong exercises. Practitioners received many inquiries about the location of group exercise sites. Edward and DJ said that the positive energy field of Falun Gong prompted them to walk over. After trying the exercises for a few minutes, they said that they felt very good and wanted to learn more about the practice. Tracy and her daughter signed the petition calling for the end of the persecution in China. She said, "It's an amazing atmosphere here today. We need to stop and support them. Everybody is important and equal. I always support Falun Gong and sign the petitions in Chinatown when I see them." David Derson was happy to see the Falun Gong practitioners. He said, "It's so nice to see so many people together following the same principles, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. It is very nice to see the togetherness and represented by a common way of thinking. As a community, we would like to share good things together, and these principles are good for everyone around the world. Whether you follow Falun Gong or not, all should respect and follow these principles. I trust it can guide their life, and they will benefit from that," he said. George Duncan commented, "I heard before that Falun Gong was being persecuted. They look beautiful here, and we should support them. They should be allowed to do what they want to do in their own country, the same as they are doing here." Ms. Bai, one of the Falun Gong event organizers, said that the marathon organizer was very appreciative of the practitioner's presence. The event organizer extended a warm welcome and remarked that they considered the Falun Gong group to be part of the festivities.
Arizona State University, Falun Dafa Club offers meditation at fall welcome event. The Falun Dafa Club at Arizona State University participated in the annual fall welcome event on campus for new students on August 14th and 15th, 2018. At the outdoor event on the 14th, many students stopped at the Falun Dafa booth and signed up to be informed of upcoming Falun Dafa Club activities. Two practitioners demonstrated the exercises during the event, and many students followed along with the movements. Several of them said that the exercises were relaxing. A couple of Chinese students came to the booth and told a practitioner that they learned about Falun Dafa in Europe. They said they became open-minded after coming abroad and seeing that Falun Dafa was so well-received outside China, where the practice is persecuted by the communist regime. They took some Falun Dafa informational materials with them. The welcome event on August 15th was held indoors. The Falandafa Club was invited to demonstrate the exercises on stage, and they also demonstrated the exercises at their booth. An Indian student said he felt energy in front of the Falun Gong stand. He left his contact information. A Chinese student said he wanted to learn more and took a booklet of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party.
Freedom in Prison. Bulgarian magazine reports on profound benefits Falun Dafa has on prisoners. For millions of practitioners around the world, the miraculous power of Falun Dafa is a personal experience and undeniable fact. This is why practitioners spare no time or effort to help more people become aware of the boundless positive impact that this high-level cultivation practice can have on a person's life. The practitioners in Bulgaria are no exception, and they have undertaken the challenge to introduce Falun Dafa to the inmates of Stara Sagora prison. One of the inmates is named Kostadin, a prisoner who has already served 11 years of a life sentence. An article about him was written for a prestigious Bulgarian magazine. It clearly demonstrates the power of Falun Dafa and the emotional changes associated with the choice to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It reflects the determination of the human spirit to find the way back to freedom despite being confined behind bars. Kostadin emanates endless humility, forgiveness, and understanding. Kostadin graduated from the police academy and became a policeman in his hometown. Driven by a desire for a quick buck, he started his own business. He also started a family and had a good life. But something seemed missing. He became a truck driver and drove not only across Europe but also Russia and Kazakhstan, where he caught a glimpse of Eastern culture for the first time. He said, "My life was very turbulent. Slowly but surely it took a wrong turn. You know how it is. You get involved with the wrong crowd. Long story short, I became the reason a person lost his life. One day I was offered the opportunity to participate in a new group activity. I agreed out of boredom, but after learning what it was about, I knew it was something truly significant." This is how Kostadin encountered Falun Dafa, and he realizes that it was not by chance. Kostadin read all of the Dafa books. For a year he practiced alone and waited impatiently for his weekly exercise sessions with the practitioners and to share his experiences with them. Some of the other prisoners joined and gave it a try. Some stayed and others have given up. But Kostadin is always there. There are currently 15 inmates practicing, 3 with life sentences. He said, "Thanks to the practice, everything turned around 180 degrees and my perspective changed entirely. At the moment, it doesn't bother me at all, the fact that I am serving life in prison." Kostadin shares, "The only important thing is doing the exercises after I wake up, reading and to studying the Fa and practicing its principles, and everything else falls into place. Thanks to Falun Dafa, I erased my blacklist of people to deal with after prison. I realized why things are happening and why things in my life did happen. I realize that one should suppress feelings of hatred and anger. I understand that practicing Falun Dafa is a mission, and you have to follow the 3 principles. Only then can you move forward." According to Kostadin, the effect of Falun Dafa is immediate, and he sensed it right away. "I don't mind the orthodox religions. We have all kinds of them here. But when a person practices Falun Dafa, he becomes aware of the results, and his motivation also grows. I want more people to know about the practice. This is my mission." He was worried about his parents, but after giving his 70-year-old mother a copy of the book Juan Falun, she started practicing and he is no longer worried about her. His brother also supports his cultivation. For Kostadin, Falun Dafa is the greatest gift, and becoming a practitioner is the most important experience in his life. He doesn't fear his future, but has faith in it. "I know the most important thing is to try to be as good as possible."
A police officer who arrested practitioners regrets his actions. I met a man who was asking for directions in Shenyang on March 21, 2018. As we were talking, he showed me his police ID. I was stunned because he was the same officer who had illegally arrested a Falun Dafa practitioner 9 years ago. I remembered him because I was the one who had reported his misdeed on the Minghui website. From our conversation, I learned that after he participated in arresting Falun Dafa practitioners in 2009, he experienced a series of misfortune. One day, he lost consciousness after drinking alcohol. When he woke up several days later, he had lost the ability to speak, followed by a loss of memory. He eventually recovered his speech, but still had partial loss of memory and became completely illiterate. He also has difficulty balancing himself when walking. After meeting him after all these years, I told myself that I should tell him the facts about Falun Dafa and the persecution. I said, "Being a police officer in China can have its drawbacks. They are used as a tool to do the Chinese Communist Party's bidding. They're not allowed to think for themselves, and many have lost their sense of right and wrong. The party has carried out many movements. The Cultural Revolution happened in the past, but now it's the persecution of Falun Dafa, and the police are told to arrest practitioners. It is wrong for the communist regime to persecute Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa teaches truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, helps people to become healthy, and the social morality has rebounded. There is nothing wrong with practicing it. Do you think truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good?" He replied, "Now that I have heard you explain it, yes, it is good." I took his arm and said, "You know, when a person participates in the persecution, he will get punished. Your illnesses have something to do with this. I actually remember you. I practice Falun Dafa. It's such an interesting arrangement that you and I meet again in this vast world. I wish you well. I hope that you are healthy and safe. Whether you believe in retribution or not, I want to tell you that everything happens for a reason." I also talked about how communism began and how to withdraw from the CCP. I said, "Only when you do the withdrawal will you have a bright future. Let me help you withdraw from the party and its youth organizations." He excitedly shook hands with me and said, "Thank you. All I can do is say thank you." I said, "Please remember, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." He shook my hand and we bid each other farewell.
Ms. Liu Shiying released after 7 years of illegal imprisonment. Jilin resident Ms. Liu Shiying, 64, returned home on April 27, 2018, after spending the past 7.5 years in Changchun Women's Prison. Before her arrest, like many retired Chinese, Ms. Liu helped her daughter's family to prepare meals and took care of the grandchild. Ms. Liu Shiying started practicing Falun Gong in 1998 due to illnesses, including anemia and dizziness. She was very frail and often had severe headaches. She became healthier after she started the practice and also became a kinder person and got along with her ex-husband's family. However, being a practitioner of Falun Gong, a spiritual practice banned and persecuted by the Chinese regime, Ms. Liu has always been at risk of being arrested or sent to prison without any warning or legal procedures. This is exactly what happened to her 7.5 years ago. Police officers knocked on her door one evening in November 2010, and Ms. Liu was taken to the police station, then to a detention center the next day. She was illegally detained there for 2.5 years. Only after being transferred to Changchun Women's Prison did she find out that she had been given a 9-year prison term. Two inmates were assigned to monitor and torture her when Ms. Liu first arrived at the prison. Their job was to force her to give up her belief in Falun Gong in any way they could. At first, they dragged her to the TV room to watch videos that defamed Falun Gong. When she refused to watch, they pushed her to the floor and cuffed her hand to the leg of a desk. Every day for a month, Ms. Liu was taken to the TV room and forced to watch videos. When she refused to watch, the inmates turned the volume up. Seeing her still not give in, they took her to the bathroom, where they hit and kicked her viciously, cursing as each blow landed on her body. When they tired, they twisted Ms. Liu's arms behind her back and pushed her head into a water barrel until she almost drowned. Ms. Liu was not allowed to shower or brush her teeth, and her use of the toilet was limited. A month passed, and Ms. Liu still did not give in. This angered the inmates who were assigned to her. Ms. Liu was later tied to a bed with her four limbs spread out, known as the deathbed torture. Her feet were bound to the bed railing with towels. The inmates also took turns depriving Ms. Liu of sleep. Whenever she blinked, they used a fly swatter to hit her face. Whenever her eyes were closed, they poured water on her face. After 2.5 months of torture, Ms. Liu could no longer endure, and she gave in against her will. She signed statements agreeing to no longer practice Falun Gong. Even so, the brainwashing continued.
Cultivating Together, Toronto Minghui School Summer Camp. The 2018 Toronto Minghui School Summer Camp ran from July 3rd through August 10th. The camp offered lessons in Chinese classical dance, music, and traditional Chinese culture. It was the first Minghui summer camp experience for Gordon Wei, an 11-year-old sixth grader. My mother and I practice Falun Gong, and my father used to send me to summer camps affiliated with other schools. I asked for the Minghui summer camp this year. My father respected my decision and sent me here. This is a very different school. I'm so glad that we have a schedule for Fa study and exercises. I can just join them here. I usually have many distractions at home and can't dedicate the time. We rarely have conflicts here, he continued, because each student is a Falun Gong practitioner. We all know the requirements. I haven't had any conflicts in the past 6 weeks. Everyone has been nice to me. We all know to search inward and be considerate and tolerant of each other. The school doesn't allow online games or smartphones. Gordon said, "My mom had told me that video games were not good, so I stopped playing. In the fourth grade, my school provided video games to students during the lunch break. I played for about 10 minutes once. My head hurt and I was dizzy and sweating. I have not played any video games since then. I didn't even think of it at the Minghui school because no one plays them here." 12-year-old Lisa said that the environment at the Minghui school is very pure. "We have time for group Fa study and exercises. I cannot guarantee that at home. I often get distracted. Therefore, I have been waiting for the summer camp. I can make good arrangements for Fa study and exercises every day. I feel so much inner peace because practitioners should study the Fa and do the exercises. In addition, we learn Chinese traditional culture and traditional Chinese characters here. We remind each other to look inward." Lisa also said that there was no bullying at the Minghui school. She said that she knew a girl in her middle school who had attempted to kill herself quite a few times because of being bullied. She told Lisa about her experiences and pain. Lisa advised her to be tolerant of the bullies because the bullies were doing bad things and were actually harming themselves. She introduced Falun Gong to her and recommended that she read Juan Falun. Her friend is more confident now, and her situation has improved a lot. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.